All right. All right, come on, man.
Here we go. All right, here we go.
Time is money.
Money is time. Cheeseburgers are green. Here we go. Where's this button there? Exactly. You got the button.
The world is square.
60,
so, oh, there he's singing.
This is a countdown. 57.
Not singing. Can you hear that guy? Can you hear him? He's awesome.
Continues to be a countdown.
Really? I'm telling you, man. On pitch, too.
50. 49.
Every second, just like countdown
to the Slade and Mason show. 45, 44.
Almost as if it was copy, cut, and paste.
Oh, man.
Is your phone ringing?
This is the start of my local issues. Hold on.
Don't do that right now.
37. You're listening to the countdown.
8:40 a.m. WKTR Earliesville. 105.5 W288 EB. 2277CA. 95.3 Colby. 1340 WDCV Orange. And WCB 90 Colby. Classic.
The Slade and Mason show. 18, 17, 16, 15, 14, 11.
Yes.
10. This is our countdown to the Slade and Mason.
How far has he gotten yet?
6. 5.
Oh, he's ready.
Ooh,
here comes.
All right. Yeah. Okay.
Man, we only have an hour to do this? Oh.
Now, broadcaster. From the Dan Mason Studios, deep in the heart of Virginia, it's the Slade and Mason Show.
Quack, 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 quack. Bah, 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 bah. Quack, quack, quack. Quack, quack, quack. Quack, quack, quack.
I'm J.D. Slade.
I'm Dan Mason.
And this is the Slade and Mason Show.
And I saw her stand in there.
Okay. Woo! Okay, that's my contribution for the week.
All right,
goodbye,
say goodbye, everybody. All right. Wow, we are wound up today, aren't we? Okay, that's good. That's good. That's good.
Oh, yes.
All right.
Yes.
Well, good morning, Mr. Slade.
Yeah. Yes. Hi there, Mr. Mason. I'm sorry, I was distracted. I was listening to some of my other handiwork.
That didn't sound good.
Oh, you are a filthy-minded gentleman.
I didn't say anything. All I said was that didn't sound good. All right.
You insinuated.
I did not. I just said that didn't sound good. You're the one who took it into the gutter. This is the Slade and Mason Show, boys and girls.
And what is the Slade and Mason Show, you may ask?
I haven't got a flipping clue. But I do know it has something to do with you and me and those people listening.
And we've done it over 300 times.
Oh, yeah. It's great. Let's see. It is just like a radio program.
It is absolutely not like any radio program that you've ever heard or will ever hear on this God's green earth.
Yes, it is. It's just like a radio program where we share with you news
absolutely
stories and things.
I want you to listen to this show for the next 5 minutes and tell me when you're going to hear that on the radio.
When they kill
and
off.
If you really want me to say something that you won't hear on the radio, here it comes. Mother!
This is what happens when the program director and the station manager get shot. Okay, now. Oh,
then it
boy.
Becomes like a radio show.
Then
there
it becomes like
go.
A radio show. All right. We're going to share with you news stories and things we're seeing throughout the week. And boy, do I have a pile on my desk. It's
You just got a pile.
You are
told you about all that,
you are
all that
bad.
Pumpkin spice, man.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. All right. So basically, it's our take on things. Don't get all messed up. You're never going to hear stuff like this on the radio. You may hear the stories on the radio, but you're never going to hear
the version that we give you.
Yeah, you're not going to hear the take on it from the radio. Just trying to have some fun. Don't take it all too seriously. Just enjoy. All the music you're listening to is brought to you by Dana Music. Dana Music, because we're not going to pay for the music, and we were grandfathered in the old music. But anyway, we have a picture from Instagram from 2016. I want you to go see if you can find it.
Try and find it.
Ooh, I accidentally got logged into Instagram the other day, and I couldn't find it. All right. There's also a picture from Twitter, which is X now. And that's from 2022, so that's 2 years ago. I couldn't find that one either. Now, if you're enjoying what you're listening to, I'm not even sure why, but if you're enjoying what you're listening to, please tell friends, tell people about us. Hit the like button. It does help us out a lot. you know, even if it, you have to refer us to a psychologist, it's entire, you know, it's okay. It's okay. As always, we are brought to you by I See Something I See. We'll talk about that at the break. However, I have to ask this and I'm going to shift this a little bit. I'm not going to make it so much a, I call it a Sunday morning rant, but really it's really a Sunday morning observation, I think is the best way to approach this.
I think that is absolutely correct. That's good. That's a good way to put it.
We'll call it a Sunday morning observation. Sunday smo. We'll call it a smo, okay?
A smo.
A smo.
Yes, okay, that'll work.
JD, it's Sunday. It's early in the morning. We're here doing the Slade and Mason show. I'm wondering if today you have a smo. No, I didn't say a smoke, man. I said a smo.
I had that earlier. A smo, as a matter of fact, you know, I have a smo that's going to deal with a lot of SWPs.
Trouble
this morning, my friend. First off, I was feeling just a little under the weather. I thought I was getting sick.
And then you took a good
That's right. Hit. And it was like it was all done. But okay, folks, I get it. Mm. New year, new me, right? Mm. Except this year, the me is a congested, feverish pile of blankets hacking up a lung in my living room. Seriously. Did 2024 get an advanced copy of my resolutions and decide to preempt them with, well, an epic flu? Mm. Talk about proactive. Excuse me. I mean, who's running this cosmic calendar anyway? Did Father Time take a sip of expired eggnog and decide, you know what? Let's throw in a global plague just for kicks.
No, I think he drank some of your coffee. I think that's...
Maybe it's all those resolutions clogging up the ether. I mean, all those promises to get fit and drink less are fermenting into a toxic New Year's Eve hangover for the whole damn planet. Sorry, excuse me. And speaking of hangovers, can we talk about politics?
Mm.
My head is already pounding enough without the added stress of deciphering who's flip-flopping more than a beached penguin on a hot tin roof. Now, 1 minute they're singing Kumbaya, and the next they're throwing rhetorical Molotov cocktails.
Mm-hmm.
It's enough to make you miss the good old days of just arguing about pineapple on pizza.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I can't have that.
Listen. At least the news isn't all bad, right?
Mm-hmm.
We got flying cars zooming into walls, self-driving lawnmowers running over squirrels, and enough celebrity feuds to fuel a reality TV marathon for a decade. You know, it's almost enough to distract you from the fact that your bank account is as barren as the Sahara after a sandstorm. Speaking of deserts, you know, this flu has left my internal landscape parched like Death Valley with a bad attitude. I'm living on broth, cough drops. My only social interaction is with the delivery guy dropping off groceries. Mm. I can't smell. Mm. My life is basically a telenovela starring a snotty-nosed kleptomaniac who keeps stealing tissues from the hospital. But here's the thing, folks.
Yeah.
Even with the sniffles and the screaming headlines, I still think there's hope. Hope that this flu will eventually find its way out of my system and maybe the planet. Hope that politicians will find their spines, because apparently they're hiding somewhere between their left sock and their sense of human indecency. And most importantly, listen, hope that we, the magnificent, snotty-nosed, resolution-making masses, can keep laughing, because honestly, what else is there to do when the world feels like a bad B-movie on loop? So, let's raise our mugs of chicken noodle soup, or whatever your comfort triple may be, to the absurdity of it all, to the cops, the chaos, and the crazy, beautiful mess that is life on this wonky little planet we call Earth. All right, happy 2024, everybody. May it be less snotty and more sparkly than this bathroom I've been living in. And now, if you'll excuse me, I have a date with a humidifier and a very large bottle of DayQuil.
Yeah.
Peace out.
Yeah, baby. You're whatever, fine. So met the color line.
Hey, I started 2024.
Yeah. That's great. That's great. All right. So, with a flu. That's great.
You know, it's like, and I'm telling you, you know, we are just starting. This is just January the 14th.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm telling you, you know, we haven't gotten the results from all that holiday traveling and all that holiday get together. And when it hits, it is going to be one ugly mopo.
Well, you mentioned getting your stuff delivered, and I wanted to share something with you.
Do I want to be shared with?
I got this.
I want this shared with me.
I got this. I got this in the mail. I got this in the mail. Okay. Now it's. I'm not even going to name the name of the company because I don't want to give them any free advertising. That's just not the way it works. But I've seen these advertised on the internet. And it's these quick, it's almost like a TikTok video. Hey, man, check this out. I used to eat like garbage every day. Now, look, I open up the box. I throw it in the microwave. Beep, beep, beep. After I'm done with it, I just throw it in the trash. It's great. I ate some delicious meal. I can't believe it. It's the most amazing thing ever. So, sure enough, I got one of these in the mail. And basically, it says, name of the business, no prep, no mess, new for 2024. Yeah. Okay. Right at the top. Scan this code for 18 free meals plus free shipping. Ooh. Enjoy 18 free meals, free shipping with promo code, whatever the name of the business is, 2024. See reverse for details. Now, I had to get out the microscope because it is absolutely all the way down at the bottom. Let me go ahead and
You're at like 2 point type.
Oh, no. That would be generous. It's like one. It says, all right, first off, offer expires 2016. I'm sorry, 2/16/2024. See, it's hard to read. 30% off your first three boxes with a maximum discount of $30 per box. And I'm thinking, how much is a box? Okay. And then 45% off your fourth and fifth boxes with a maximum discount of $45 per box. Now, the 18 free meals does not apply to offers fewer than 10 servings per week. So I got to eat all this flipping food. Now, shipping fee applies on all deliveries after the first box, new customers only. Once redeemed, full balance of offer expires 10 weeks after the sign up. May not be combined with other offers. May not be used for gift cards. Not redeemable for cash. Not eligible in all states. See, yes, no question more. For oh, I didn't mean, I'm going to mark that. I don't want to give them any reference here. Hold on. Okay. All right. See their website for details. Basically, you don't get the 18 for free until you buy 10 weeks worth of services, and then you get the 18 for free after you purchase it, but you're going to keep the subscription going for an additional 10 weeks to get the 18 meals in the middle of it. Yeah.
Because you have not answered it.
Yeah.
How much?
Oh, you got to sign up to find out. You gotta sign up.
SWPs again.
You gotta sign
Remember,
up.
Remember, listen, you guys are gonna love it on that island. Listen, there's lots of land. It's like you'll be able to you get all the produce you can pick. Yeah.
So needless to say, I won't be accepting their offer.
Well, let me tell you about this because I've seen that very offer and I wondered about it, but it's like, you know. See, again, it's all that, you know, you got to buy 10 or 18 weeks and then they give like, you 5 weeks and then you're going to buy.
It's like the BMG Music Club, you know, you get the first three albums for free,
albums, man.
But then you had to buy 167 albums. And if you don't buy the 167 albums, they grab your credit card and they're going to charge you. So,
yeah, well, see, again, see, I got in that before there was talk about credit cards when you could just you just sent for the 12 albums and I got them and then I never paid for them. I never got any more.
Yeah, I got those. Okay. I plugged into that deal as well. And it was great. And then you buy the regular albums at the regular rate. There were certain ones that were under $10, which I got, which were like the greatest hits of like the Rolling Stones or whomever. And that's how you got, you know, your stuff for free.
Wait a minute. Do not start that yet, please.
We're on time, though. Okay.
I got to tell you why.
All right, go ahead. What do you want to say?
You mentioned this offer that you got. I turned on my computer to get ready to log into this, mm-hmm. and there was this spot that comes up. You know, one of those commercials.
Mm-hmm.
And you wouldn't guess who it was. It was the pumpkin spice of popular music herself. Taylor Swift.
Oh,
now, wait a minute. You're going to love this. Mm-hmm. I got to take the gum out for this. She said, "Hi, everybody. I'm Taylor Swift. You know, I'm in such a good place right now. I want to share with you. So if you're one of the first 1,000 people to answer this ad, I will send you a $1,000 Visa gift card."
Uh-huh.
Okay, now you're intrigued, aren't you? Because Taylor's going to give you, you got to make sure you do it now, because it's like, it's got to be done, because when it runs out, it's out.
You got to.
So I clicked the next box.
Idiot.
Oh, wait a minute. It's like, okay, here you go. It's like, this is so that you can get your $1,000 Visa card. It's like,
Did you see the asterisk?
Wait a minute. Okay, so it's like I go on and it's like, and then it has three questions that it asks you, and that will determine whether you are eligible.
Mm.
The first question is, do you have a U.S. Verifiable U.S. address? Okay. Yes.
Yes.
All right. The second question is, do you receive mail at this address?
Sure.
The question is yes.
Uh-huh.
And here's the third question.
Uh-huh.
Would you mind paying $9.99 to help process the order so you can get your gift card? And I wrote, hell yeah, I mind.
Mm-hmm.
Well, also, guess what?
Yeah.
I qualified. Congratulations. You're
mm-hmm.
a winner.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But then it's like you go in, then it's like now you got to get the details, because then they want your name, they want an address, they want that, that. And then over on the right hand side, there's this column with the Visa logo and a MasterCard logo. Wait a minute now. Why do I have it? Listen, don't we tell people all the time, when you win a lottery, you do not have to pay to receive the product?
Right. That's right.
So Taylor Swift is scamming people, man.
No.
I'm putting you on notice.
That's CGI.
I don't care. She's telling us that she's
not her.
Taylor Swift.
That's not her.
I don't care.
Yeah, you just grab her image and you pop it in, and then you got spam. Man, your computer's gonna be shut down again. Let me tell you. You stop. Don't click on those links. Don't click on those links. Dagnabbit.
Yeah, I can do it on my computer.
Oh my god. Oh. All right. Well, let's go with this one then. Jiminy flipping cricket. You are so bad.
Speaking of artificial intelligence.
All righty. So I got some good news and I got some bad news. So, and I got some news. So, all right. So AI has successfully identified and ferreted out, based upon scans, it can correctly identify early on stage of pancreatic cancer. So new study just came out. That's a beautiful thing. I'm happy to hear it. The bad news is tech companies are gearing up for AI and are either not hiring replacement people or are starting to lay people off. I mean, if you don't need to have someone go through these crystal reports and ferret out information, and you could just tell the program what to do. Life is good. So, what the heck? Oh, all right. So that's that. And then also AI. What's the place down in Nevada? They had the CES. Is that what it's called?
Oh yes, it's the CES convention. Yeah, yes, they're the electronics convention.
Okay,
that's
so
where all the dirty movie stars come out and they all accept their dirty movie awards. Yeah, it's great.
This is something that's been bothering me for a while. Is there a reason that I need to have the Internet of Everything and AI built into my nightly pillow? Do I really need to have sensors built into my pillow each night? Because that's what it's coming down to.
I'm only going to give you four words.
Yeah.
1984.
Yes, I was just looking at that last night. I was going to go ahead and reread that sucker. And the other thing is, and you speak of that, all joking aside, there's a guy who does these tech columns. I won't give him a name because I don't like to give people credit unless they pay for it. So he apparently found out, he was looking at his server use. His server use. Like the computer uses the server.
How much he uses it, right? Yeah.
And he noticed that there's like something is sending 4 gigabytes of data every single day. 4 gigabytes of data every single day is going out the door from some device in his house. So he went into the server and he went into the listings and he found out that it was his LG washer machine. A washing machine is connected to his internet, why I don't know, and is sending 4 gigabytes of information on activities inside the home out
where
to LG.
Where is it sending this data?
Well, sending it out to LG, most likely. Or what the other problem is, because of these Internet of Everything devices don't have a whole lot of safeguards into them, they're kind of like an open book. So once you have the open book, that gets you into the library. You're into everything else. It's a beautiful thing. So,
and I have a codicil to add to your report when you're done.
Oh, my gosh. So here's what I'm saying. Look, everybody laughs at me for having POS cars, okay? But these POS cars don't have computers in them to track, you know, every time you break wind, okay?
Yeah,
they are
exactly.
Just a car. They get me from point A to point B. I don't have a toaster that's connected to the internet. I don't have an oven that's connected to the internet. When I go buy a refrigerator, I want the refrigerator to do one thing.
Keep my crap cold.
Thank you. That's all I need it for to do. And with that, I will turn the keys over to you.
Well, see, again, you were mentioning this. It's like, you know, because, you know, I got my new Moto flip phone.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not like my old flip phone.
Nope.
Because thanks to all the technology, man, it's like I got a walking tracking device on me.
Yes, you do.
It's like anywhere I go with that thing, that's why I leave it at home a lot.
Because, yeah.
You know, again, I don't need them to know where I'm going.
Can't pick up car parts like that.
No, you can't.
All right.
And the other thing that I was going to tell you about.
You,
okay.
You have another one. Go ahead.
Like I say, this Taylor Swift thing.
Mm-hmm.
The Congress this week has gotten into AI again. I don't know if you heard.
No.
They've already done it. They've already committed an act, or they've passed an act, so that certain things cannot be used. So, you know, again, I keep telling you about that new movie with John Wayne and Clark Gable.
Mm-hmm.
So that they cannot do that. So it's like they're starting to crack down on it. But you know, just as sure as heck, that there is someone going, well, I can get around that by doing this.
That's right.
And so, again, like I said, if that was actually AI generated, the sad part about it is that Taylor Swift is now involved in conning people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And what's a record company going to do about that?
Not a damn thing. There's nothing you can do about it.
I don't like Taylor Swift, and I haven't liked her in years. When she first came out, she was such an innocent, cute little stringy-haired girl, and she was singing about Tim McGraw and such. And then it's like she got popular in pop and country music, got to be big in country music. Then it's like the rock star said, hey, come on.
Well, all right, now he's going off on a tangent about being a
Swiftie. I am going on a tangent. It's
all
like,
right,
you know,
well, let's close out this segment.
I don't care if that little ugly, gawkly looking chick, I don't care if she never opened her mouth to sing another song.
All right, that's it. He's going off on a tangent. Jiminy Cricket, stop it.
No, I've gotten that off my chest. Thank you so much.
Where is your age weaning? I'm sick and tired of you dang kids. All right. So,
you know one of my bucket list items? One of my bucket list items is I really want to go to Mardi Gras before I die.
All right. When is it?
But it's always Fat Tuesday is always the day before Lent starts. You know, again, but no, but here's why I bring this up.
All right. Road trip.
I'm starting to change my mind because WGNO says that New Orleans may ban people from throwing toilet paper during Mardi Gras parades.
What?
See, I didn't know about that. It's like, you know, again.
That's because they're using Scott, not using Bounty.
The city says that it's difficult to remove the paper from trees.
No kidding.
Along the parade route. A city council member says, we want to keep the tradition alive, but also protect the environment.
All right, so,
I did not know that people threw toilet paper at Mardi Gras.
I didn't know that either. But you know what you could use? You can use compressed, sheeted potato flakes. There you go. Hey, do potato flakes. And those will just degrade in the next rain. There you go.
Well, I was watching television, and there was this ad for this. You know, again, one of the worst products that was ever created by mankind is Saran Wrap.
Why?
I mean, listen, number one, if you are lucky enough to be able to get that thing started, you know what I'm talking about, Dan. I don't care what you say. You're like laughing at me, but you know, and you go ahead and pull that one piece that you need, and then it starts to bend all up and twist, and then you got to try and pull it over your plate, and it's like, oh,
and
man,
it's sticking to itself.
Well, so they got this new product now, and it's like you get like 100 in a bag, and it's automatically, it just puts it, snaps it over your dish, and it keeps it warm or whatever. But I'm just trying to figure out what that's made of.
It's the same thing. It just has like a little elastic thingy on the edges. So it's like a, it's like you, it's a shower cap.
It's like a shower cap. Yeah.
Okay. And you know what's cheaper? You know what's cheaper? Going to the dollar store and getting a shower cap. So.
I mean, I just saw this, and like I say, and I remember, I can remember all the battles I had with Saran Wrap because it was supposed to be so easy and smooth. And
now
such.
I will share. I will say this. I can't remember. Is it Aldi's or Lidl's? I think it's Aldi's. Aldi's their quote unquote Saran Wrap is awesome. It is head and shoulders. It doesn't do the weird stick. It sticks just as it's supposed to. Which leads into my next story.
See, I'm this, good at this.
This leads into my next story. Is plastic is ucking everywhere. Plastic. So we've had, you and I, we grew up in a somewhat pre to mid plastic world.
Yeah, they were still using steel to make cars.
Yes, they were still using steel to make cars. I mean, yeah, I mean the dashboards were made of metal, and they would paint them.
Yeah, you got your head ran into that dashboard, you're coming up bleeding.
That's right. You would sit down on vinyl seats, and they would be piping hot, and they'd melt, and they'd crack. And the side doors were metal doors, and they had maybe a little bit of vinyl on the side. But now, guys,
and they didn't have seatbelts.
Everything is plastic. Our containers are plastic. It used to be you'd buy a bottle of soda that was made with glass, and that was where the product was kept. Now everything is in plastic. And now there's a new study going, oh my gosh,
we got too much plastic.
There's plastic in the water in the bottles that you get from the grocery store. And I'm like, I know that. You know that. We know that. It's been going on for the past 50 years. What were you guys expecting? When you microwave something and the Saran Wrap bundles up into a little tiny black ball because you heated too long, where do you think the extra plastic goes? It goes into your lasagna. It's delicious. Just eat the plastic, boys and girls. It's going to pass through your system. I was going to mention 2 weeks ago, it seemed boring, but they have now found sedimentary plastic rock. And I mean that in the truest sense of the word. It's actually plastic that's been molded with volcanic rock, and it's stuck together, and it's now a vulcanized plastic rock. And geologists are absolutely freaking out over it. But what did you expect? We buy everything. We throw stuff away. This company, that company I threw the sheet of paper away, it's a plastic container. Oh, sure, it's got the little recycling code on it. Nobody recycles.
Nobody
recycles.
Like, oh, exactly. It ends up being fish bait.
Yeah. Or you have to make sure the container is completely clean before you put it in a recycling bin. Nobody does that. Nobody's going to run it through the washer machine or dishwasher.
Crap all over stuff. Yeah,
we're not doing that. So we're just throwing that crap away. And yes, we're going to be eating plastic until the day we die. It's showing up in our food. You see it in salmon. You take a slice of salmon, put it under a microscope.
Listen, man has done the ultimate. He's done what God wouldn't do, and that's destroy the planet.
It's great. We did a good job.
Yes, sir, boy. I tell you what, we need to make sure we put that in the Hall of Fame.
We'll be right back.
Are you sure?
Goodness,
look at that calendar. Look at the clock thing. See the clock thing?
Yeah.
We're there.
day in history, January 14th, 1301. Andrew III of Hungary dies.
Oh, I didn't even know he was sick.
1858. Napoleon III of France escapes an assassination attempt that later to, well, die of natural causes. 1911. Raoul Amundsen's South Pole expedition makes landfall on the eastern edge of Ross Ice Shelf, finding no one around, clarifying the fact that Santa is at the North Pole. 1954, the Hudson Motor Car Company merges with Nash Kelvinator, forming the American Motors Corporation. Can anyone say Pacer? And finally, 1978, the Sex Pistols broke up while touring the U.S. Strangely, the audience was unaware and kept on going to the performances. What could the audience possibly have been doing to not even realize the Sex Pistols are there on stage?
Yeah.
Never mind. I'm Dan Mason, and that is January 14th.
Hey there, come on, DeGuzio. How you doing? Hey, listen, me and my cousin Guido, we started a brand new service. Yeah, brand new service. Yeah, you know, like a lot of people don't like go driving no more, you know? They don't like shopping neither. So what we do is we go ahead and we do that shopping for you. Yeah, real simple. So how's it work? That's pretty good. You give us a call, you tell us where you want to get your stuff, and then we go over and pick it up and we bring it over to your house. Easy peasy, not a big problem. And if you got something you need special done, just no problem, let us know. Like if you want like an avocado, it's all brown and gross and disgusting, which I don't really approve of because I think you ought to have them light and green. But, you know, that's a personal preference. We'll make sure we get that disgusting, slimy avocado off to you. No problem at all. Yeah. So Carmine DeGuzio's got a new delivery service, and we's in yours area. So just give us a call. We'll deliver anything. We can deliver pets, like if you have to go like to the vet or something like that there, we can get them off there. We can go to the post office there to make a delivery for you. Or maybe we could pick up something, like, you know, car pots, if you know what I mean. All right, so I'm Carmine DeGuzio. Me and Guido standing by, and we's ready to do that home delivery for you.
Thank you.
for reasons I can't even explain, we return you now to the Slade and Mason Show.
Hi, I'm J.D. Slade.
I'm Dan Mason.
And this is the Slade and Mason Show.
All right, so that is...
Yeah, God knows. I want you to tell me what that was.
Okay, that was called Ratification by the West Way Studio Orchestra, because today, January 14th, 1784, was when we ratified and became a recognized entity by the UK, right here in Maryland. They signed a ratification, and that is when the Revolutionary War officially ended. 1784, January 14th, 1784. There you go.
Yeah, but people didn't, they really didn't catch up. Well, I mean, it ended in 76. It took a long time to get the news out.
Yeah, I know. All right, this portion of the Slade and Mason Show is brought to you by ICI. Oh, by the way, when you logged out, logged back in, I had two connections.
Yeah.
It set this up as a group phone call. So at the stroke of nine, this sucker connection's going to disappear.
Oh, I guess you better hurry up and get this stuff done, man. You got to tell people about I see something I see, and then I get ready to do my stuff. It's like, and then we go, go.
This portion of the Slade and Mason Show is brought to you by...
Dun, 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 dun. Oh, sorry.
That's not the way it works. Wait, if we're going to have theme music, we're going to have good theme music. Here we go. There we go. This portion of the Slade and Mason Show is brought to you by Icy Southern Icy Treats. And what is that all about? Well, I'll tell you.
You got to get rid of that because you're not going to be able to do this, Bobby.
I can't already. All right. Sheila, Al, I am so sorry. All right.
I got to go compose myself. I'm getting off of here.
All right. This portion of the Slade and Mason Show is brought to you by I See Something, I See Treats. We're professionals. We can do this. All right. What is I See Something, I See Treats? I'll tell you, it is the best treat that you'll ever get. It will be available to you in April. You got to wait until April. That's when they pull out the red truck and start going to places near you that you'll find them. It could be for your birthday party, a corporate event, fundraiser, or more. What is this red truck all about I keep talking about? Well, it is my buddy Sheila and her husband Al. They have gotten this big red truck. It looks like a fire truck, only it's short. It looks like a van, it's a food truck. And instead of being stuffed with greasy food that, you know, gives you heartburn, what they've done is they put these two nice Italian ice shredding machines. And what these machines do is they slowly rotate and they create this snowfall into a waiting goblet. And at that point, then they put the different flavorings on there. They put gummies on, and the gummies get rock hard, and the kids crunch on them. It's great. Dentists love them.
Dentists love that.
No, they do. And they put some sour squirts on there, which is that high acid stuff, which, again, the dentist loves that stuff. And but the flavoring is so, so wonderful, and the texture is just, oh, it is so fine. It is so fine. It's like scooping ice cream, but it's ice. It's just real ice. Anyway.
I mean, it's smooth. It just sets on your tongue and just
it just
away.
Melts away. Yeah. So she's got over 50 different flavors. And so again, if you have an event that's coming up that you want to do something kind of special, this is that special thing you do. You need to call them now because they are their 2024 is getting booked up. I know that. I've already talked to her. Give her a call at 804-617-8827. Again, 804-617-8827. They're also available on the interwebs at www.iceysomethin.
Leave off the G for goodness sake.
ICEY.com. Available on Instagram, Facebook. They're everywhere the internet's connected. Give them a call again. 804-617-8827. That's 804-617-8827. 804-617-8827.
You'll be glad you did.
There we go. All right. So.
Hey, buddy.
Yeah.
Hey, buddy. When's the last time you were in Sam's?
I'm sorry. The food place?
Sam's Club, you know.
Oh, never. I've never been in one.
Really?
Never.
I have a membership to Sam's Club. But, you know, just like when you go to Walmart.
Yeah, but the nearest one's in Nebraska. What do you want?
No, it isn't. It's in Charlottesville, man. Okay. Come on now. Anyway, the reason I bring it up is because, you know, one of the most annoying things about going and shopping at Sam's Club or Walmart?
Is walking out and getting jumped by
molested by somebody. Yes.
Yes.
Well, WWTI says that Sam's Club is soon going to stop checking customers' receipts as they leave the store.
Wow.
Instead, they're going to use AI technology.
I knew it. I knew it.
This new feature aims to save time for customers and improve the overall shopping experience. Now, you know, it's like, so now you're going to intrinsically get yourself involved in my business and I'm not supposed to know about it, right?
Mm-hmm.
See,
it'd be like
that.
The 270 count Tylenol was not accounted for. The 270 blue lights are running. Cops are coming over.
Listen, yesterday I did something. I have to go back and take care of it today. I love this particular gelato ice cream.
Okay.
And so I picked up one and I put it in my little basket and it's like, and then I went on and I put other stuff in there. And then it's like, I got to the checkout and I put all this stuff out there. And then I got out to the car and I realized I hadn't paid for my gelato.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, I'm going back and pay for that.
Yeah.
Because shoplifting costs us all.
Yes. Yeah. I had that with a pound of butter and I was walking back into the store. You know, that place who likes to accost me.
Yeah,
this was years before they were doing that. And they go, "What are you doing?" I said, "I forgot to pay for this." "Oh, okay." So I went up to the register and paid for it. I mean, you're right. It costs everybody. So we need to make sure we're keeping our costs down.
Yes. Well, listen, when I was a kid, it's like, yeah, I used to like go and steal candy and such. But, you know, again, as I got older and I realized that now that candy costs me a lot more money than it should. So
That's called shrinkage. Yep.
It is called shrinkage. It's like, you know, again. Oh,
go ahead.
Have you ever dumpster dived? Because you seem to be that kind of a person who sees things like electronic gadgets.
Well, I'll see stuff on the side of the road and I go, wait a minute, that's a perfectly good.
Blah, blah, blah. Yeah.
Yeah,
okay.
Whatever. Yes.
Well, here's this woman. The Sun says that women, plural,
yes,
are now dumpster diving at Victoria's Secret stores now that the holidays have passed.
Oh.
A Texas TikToker named Ella went viral after she found a set of pink pajamas worth $82, as well as numerous bras and underwear with the tags still on them. Certainly hope she can wear them because it's like, you know, again, she's a 48D and these are 32Bs. Ella plans to sanitize the undergarments before selling them as new online.
answer me this about TikTok. Do you have a TikTok account?
No, I do not.
Okay. I get TikTok feeds from family members. Okay. And first it's like, you know, cute little puppy dogs. And it's like, here's little Michael. He's going to play with his puppy dog. Oh, isn't he just wonderful? And you watch another thing. And then the video abruptly stops. Okay. And then half a nanosecond after that, it is some, I don't know, 29-year-old kid going, and my ears just explode. And I'm like, what TikTok algorithm figured I wanted?
Hotel television, man.
Yeah.
It's like all the other little channels. It's like, but when you use that public access channel, it's like, yeah, here you are. Now would you like to go see?
Well, television back in the 90s, as you know, they passed legislation.
You had to do 10% or something.
That's right. Right. But TikTok doesn't have to do that. Also, guys, what algorithm? Hello?
What's that?
Oh, that's the warning that we're about to be disconnected in 15
minutes. Wait a minute. 15 minutes, right?
Yeah, we have a 15-minute warning. All right. All right, so we got to wrap this up. So, what algorithm said I wanted to watch little puppy dogs and then some 29-year-old kid screaming and yelling about Nazis? Okay, I don't know where the algorithm came up thinking that that's what I wanted to do, but TikTok, just a heads up, that isn't what I wanted. Now, because we're running out of time, let's go ahead and hit this button right over here.
All right, and I'll have a closing thought for you, too, before we go out of this. All right, hey, ladies and gentlemen, we are the fattest nation in the world. And the reason is, you know why?
Why?
It's not your fault. It's not Dan's fault. It's not my fault. It is the manufacturers of food who decide that they really want to stuff you full of garbage. So here we go, starting at comicbook.com. As Sonic the Hedgehog, Happy Meals are making a comeback at some McDonald's locations. The toys in this promotion are made of cardboard and include puzzles, posters, and hovercraft, unlike the plastic toys in the past.
Well, good. It tastes better.
Another eating the deck. Okay. Dexerto says Target employees are busting other Target employees trying to hide the new Stanley tumbler. That was one thing I wanted to get into.
Yeah, heard about that.
The employees want the tumbler for themselves. It's like, for $45, it's like, I don't want anything like that. News Bites said breeders are now giving their chickens Viagra so that they'll produce chicks at a faster rate. Have we not learned anything about Viagra yet? Animal rights activists say that the practice is wrong and have called for it to stop because if it lasts for longer than 4 hours, call a physician. CNBC says Stanley has reported a $676 million increase in revenue over the past 4 years. The success is partly due to influencers promoting their tumblers on TikTok.
Oh my gosh.
Chaboom says IHOP is bringing back their Rudy Tooty Fresh and Fruity combos starting at $7. Yes, sir. The combos come in 4 flavors and include pancakes, crepes, French toast, or a Belgian waffle, along with eggs and meat. Here's the one you're going to love to hear. Miller Lite, they're launching beer mints. The Milwaukee Record says that Miller Lite is introducing beer mints. Starting on Friday, fans can purchase the limited edition mints for $5. Mm. Each tin contains 40 mints, which tastes like Miller Lite.
Oh, my God.
Sorry. Hey, you got to be over 21 to buy them, though. All right. Wow. Now, listen, this is my time of year because I love these women. Girl Scout cookies are on sale. People Magazine says Girl Scout cookies went on sale yesterday. The lineup includes all the classic favorites, Thin Mints, Samoas, or Caramel Delights, Tagalongs, peanut butter patties, Adventurefuls, caramel, chocolate chip, Do-si-dos, or peanut butter sandwich, Girl Scout s'mores, lemonade, lemon ups, chocier, toffee tassel, and truffles. Woo! Cookie prices have increased. They're $6 a box this year, but there are no new flavors.
Mm.
Last but not least here, buddy, Deeps. They've got 4 new flavors for this year. The new flavors include Icy, Rice Krispie, S'mores, and Sour. Oh, wait a minute. I found one more thing here. Pro Bible says that McDonald's is set to introduce the Double Big Mac on January 24th.
That's right.
A Mammoth Burger comes with 4 patties and extra sauce. And this is the first time it'll be offered in the United States since 2020. Oh, my God. Let's see how fat we can get from eating the Big Mac and become the fattest nation in the world.
Oh my gosh, that's great. That's great. McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-da.
Yeah,
I'm loving it.
Oh man, I had all kinds of stuff. You know, listen, the Atlanta Journal Constitution says Cinnabon is selling pink cinnamon rolls.
Pink cinnamon rolls?
Yep, to because of the new Mean Girl movie.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
McDonald's restaurants in Japan are serving Godzilla burgers. Godzilla. Burgers come in special wrappers shaped like Godzilla's scaly hide.
Hey, by the way, do you remember It's a Mad, 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 Mad World?
Absolutely, yes. Great movie.
You know, I was watching, I got that on archive, and I was watching, I was going, you know what? These actors were actually walking down that ravine. So I could just imagine, this is, I mean, such a difference between today, 2024, and 1963, and where the director would go, okay, so we're going to get the 2 cameras down here, and you guys is going to walk down, okay? Hey, now careful, because there's lots of rocks and stuff. I mean, that would never happen today.
No, because you CGI exists.
Yeah, you couldn't get those artists. Excuse me, you want me to go down that rocky path? I'm like, duh, you know? And yeah, Jonathan Winters got like dirt all over him. He fell at one point and skid up and stood up and kept walking and talking. You would never.
Listen, this is the generational difference. It's mm-hmm. just a generational difference that we have to accept.
Yep.
You want to hear something absurd?
Sure.
Here's a case that Americans have too much money. Now, check this out.
Go. Tesla. The New York Sorry. Post
says
I misspoke.
A half-eaten sandwich uh-huh. is being sold on Facebook Marketplace for $1.3 million.
Why?
The sandwich is described as very crispy, was listed by a seller in Leicester, England. The vendor couldn't finish the sandwich, so they decided to sell it. Now, this bizarre listing follows another unusual food item that was offered. Item being sold on the platform. It's a baked potato drowning in baked beans.
Ew.
I mean, you know, $1.3 million for a partially eaten sandwich.
All right.
You know, somebody's going to buy that.
I got one better for you. Remember the Bennu asteroid thing that tapped out, went to the asteroid, and they couldn't get those two last screws out because somebody in their infinite flipping wisdom decided that it had to be a Phillips screwdriver head, which strips every flipping time you talk to any mechanic on the planet Earth. You want to put a hex bolt on that. You do not want to put a screw on there. At the very least, you want something you could grab a hold of and you could rotate that sucker out of. You could do it. No. You know what they had to do? They had to design a special tool that specifically is used only to be used to undo the strip bolt head on that only one and only Bennu sampled asteroid device. And it was a big, nasty thing that probably ran us about $12 million to design. And you clamp it down on the edge and you, and then all of a sudden they finally get that thing opened up.
Yeah, but you know, we have another tool that would take care of that because we do have laser technology, man. You just get a ship up there and just point them lasers at it. And
well, here's the problem. See, they wanted to keep everything super duper pristine. Like the interior is filled with argon gas, I think it is. That's the neutral one, right? So there's nothing in there organic that's living. So when they put the little gloves in and they bring the tools in there, there's nothing in there from Earth. It's all like goofy stuff that we put in there, you know, that's inert. Inert is the word I'm looking for. So kind of like Andy Reid's mustache. So I don't know if you was. Did you see that? The picture of the ice crystals growing on the Kansas City.
Oh, God.
Did you see that at all? That was funny.
Yes.
So they had
I'm sorry. The Kansas City won last night, by the way, too. Means we're going to have to be treated to another picture of that ugly Taylor Swift.
Yeah, I don't get what up with that one there. Yeah, it's cold.
Well,
it's
tell you what I'm going to do this week. I'm going to find out. I'm going to go ahead and feed my chicken some Viagra and see if they'll produce chicks at a faster rate. I certainly am. Well, I most certainly am. Yes, sir. But if it gets stiff, man, it's like I got to take them to the doctor or put them in the freezer.
Yep. Speaking of stiff, Tesla's new truck. Tesla's truck has been seen in the real world picking up drywall, 8x4 foot drywall. And I always thought the Tesla truck was big, but it's not. It's actually like a short F-150. It's not a long bed. It actually had 3 extra feet of drywall sticking out of the back that it couldn't accommodate. I was like, what the heck? So that's the other problem.
You know, I'm not what a popular guy. Hey, I got the one thing I was going to tell you about, and please, I wanted to make sure I got this in.
Go.
They have found that a study of the University of Colorado tells us that smoking marijuana before working out can increase motivation and enjoyment. Yeah, 42 people who mix marijuana and exercise.
Yep.
That's because most of us don't mix those at all.
That and digging a ditch, too. Yeah, I'm really happy about this.
The participants felt a greater enjoyment and more intense euphoria or runner's high when exercising after using cannabis. The downside to that is, you do that, you know what you're going to do. You're going to go sit at a table and put down about 12,000 carbs. It defeats the purpose of having done the ready to do it.
Oh, my gosh. Well, All right. Well, that's going to have to do it for us, boys and girls.
Always leave them on a good note.
We'll make sure we don't hit the funny button early on. Oh, by the way, real quick. China's coming out with a little tiny battery for your phone.
Yeah.
It's a 3-volt battery. Runs most small telephones. It'll run for 50 years. Yeah, it has the battery by itself, already charged up. It runs for 50 years. It has a tiny, teeny, tiny little bit of radioactive material in it, and a little note on the side that says, "Do not disassemble." I mean, how bad could it be?
Someone's gonna want to find out what that little thing looks like.
Yeah. Hey, let's open this up. Oh my
god. They're
going to
get it out of her hand and then they're going to disintegrate. Yeah.
All right. Hi, I'm JD Slade.
I'm Dan Mason.
And this is the Slade Mason Show.
All right. Well, I think we're doing good here with the time. It'll just peter out and then let's see what the system.
Bye, Mr. Mason.
Say goodbye, Mr. Slade. Oh, we got 4 minutes. Hold on.
Oh, hey.
We got 4 minutes.
Hold on. Right,
let's see. We talked about the little battery. Let's see. AI. 1784. Food offerings. 4 gigabytes of data from an LG washing machine.
Chickens Viagra.
IHOP. Right. Fat and Fruity. Whatever.
Hey, I think that we have put together a very good show, man.
Okay.
Yeah, we did a lot of talking about a lot of stuff.
And why is Old Man Winter trying to play catch up already? Jiminy Cricket.
Oh, you just wait, brother. I got time to tell you this, man. It's like, yeah, okay, so we're looking for swirls today. And those are those nasty little things that come in. They're like heavy hitters.
Yep.
And it's like, we'll mess people's cars up because they'll run over them and get crashed up.
And then
Tuesday. We're looking for snow, baby. Let me see here. We're looking for, we've got a slight chance of snow on Martin Luther King Jr. Day tomorrow. But a chance of snow, cloudy. Wednesday, mostly cloudy. Yep. Oh, no, it's going sunny with 35. So we'll get all the go-to-hell snow on Tuesday.
That's our news report and weather from J.D. Slade here on the Slade and Mason Show.
The Slade and Mason Show, the Slade and Mason Show. It's time for us to go, the Slade and Mason Show.
He came up with that on the fly.
On the fly, man. Woo!
All right, we're out.